my phone rang. It was Bamboo. He'd never woke up until at least 2 in the afternoon. Keeping my forehead pressed against the cool glass of the bus window, I grabbed my phone. Bamboo, what are you doing awake? Provoking him when I was hungover could be a good time. Is someone paying you to be up this early? Have you been to bed yet? I closed my eyes for a minute, dreaming of strong coffee and another life. Knock it off. Where are you? I'm on the bus going to work, I said. And then I sat up straight. It was his tone of voice. You should get off the bus. Why? I massaged my temples, hoping it was just someone in the drunk tank or a stolen guitar. I could hear Bamboo on the other end, breathing. It's Ben. He meant A minor, but nobody called him that. He's gone. Gone where? I swear to Christ, speak plain. Everything was churning around me like heavy water. Get off the bus so we can talk. I heard the scritch of his lighter as he lit a cigarette. Ben is dead. He killed himself. I pulled my phone away from my ear and stared at it. Stupid machine. And then suddenly, I could only breathe in short gasps. People stared at me. I stared back until they had to turn away. B, are you there? I could hear him from far away on the phone. I wanted to take the call and to throw it where it couldn't touch our lives. I jammed the phone back up to my ear. What is happening? I think that's what I said. I looked wildly around the bus, but there was no one there who could help me. At the next stop, I stood drunkenly, pushing my way through the doors onto the street. Everyone staring. I raised my middle finger over my head, running down the sidewalk. I hoped they saw. I hoped God saw. He hadn't shown up to work, Bamboo was saying. He was still talking. How are we supposed to know? He was us. How should we have helped him? And would he have taken our useless help? Would any of us take help? We wouldn't recognize it. How'd he do it? The street screamed around me. I tore down the sidewalk. People gave me a wide berth. Wire from the balcony around his neck. Who found him? My voice came out smashed in a trillion shards. Henry. The time for nicknames was over. Ben was dead. We would never be children again. Henry found him last night. He'd been dead for 2 days. What? I don't know. Henry had to go home this morning. He says goodbye. I don't know what this did to him, but he said he couldn't stay here anymore. I guess everyone is coming over to the house today. I don't know what else to say. I'm coming over.